Hello. You're stuck at Trap Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at protecting content in email. I love my email. I do. I'm not really good at replying to email these days. I used to be much better at it. When we first had email come out, my first email was Juno, free provider, free internet, my first internet email, I should add, because there was BBSs, of course, before that. But you go in, you click a button, it downloads in the background, you go about your day, you come back in an hour, your messages were there, you reply, you could send attachments, right? I think it was like a 1K limit on attachments, which was huge back then. And of course, today you've got like 100 meg attachments with files and whatnot. And there's always the concern about, well, what's in those attachments, how do we protect them? So, tip for you. Think about your attachments and the entire ecosystem that protects those files. Here's the thing. There's so many different ways to protect that content. It's not even funny. And it can become quite confusing. First thing you need to do is recognize that, you know, our goal is to protect the business. So we need to make sure that the organization can fulfill whatever mission it is with those file attachments. Maybe that's collaboration. Maybe that's exchanging information with partners. Maybe that's having your son in your eyes. The thing is, you need to figure out what that business process is and make sure that we're giving the organization a safe way to do that. Oftentimes it's things like a safe file transfer site, a portal. It could be something like SharePoint, right, where you're able to share those content out with team members. That's step one. Step two is to give people the ability to protect those attachments when they need to. In Office, a lot of times what you do is you throw in the encrypt tag in front, right, and you'll have the background set up to automatically encrypt those, or maybe use a third party that will encrypt when you see attachments going out and send some information. You could turn off attachments altogether. Good luck with that. But you could. And that would greatly decrease your risk exposure without too much effort. Or you could put in place some tools to look for certain keywords. So we tag the documents with the data classification project. Good luck with that. But we tag the documents with data classification, and or we search the documents for keywords such as, you know, social security numbers, credit card numbers, those types of things, confidential, those types of things. And we prevent those from going out. That's a data loss prevention tool that would reside on the endpoint as well as on the mail gateway. So that's an option. The other thing is just to be aware that each one of these controls is, of course, going to add some frustration. We've talked previously about rates of change, right? We don't want to make changes quicker than the organizational culture can adapt the new ways of doing things. So we got to pace these things out. So oftentimes when you're talking about building a roadmap, and maybe the end state looks like DLP, maybe the end state looks like encrypted emails, maybe the end state looks like a portal, maybe the end state has mobile agents so that you can still collaborate via your messages and whatnot on your phone, which would be key to any of my processes. You take a look at how quickly your IT team can execute, as well as how quickly your organization can adapt. Look at which one's the bottleneck, and you set the pace there. That's the way you build the roadmap to roll these things out. Easy as that. Couple year project. Data classification is painful. What's your best practices for email? How do you protect your organization? Hit me up in comments or on social media.